This week's newsletter describes a recently discovered theoretical consensus, failure vulnerability, and links to a proposal to avoid reuse of BRP30, two wallet paths. Also included are our regular sections summarizing a Bitcoin Core Peer Review Club meeting, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing notable code changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software news. BRP30 consensus failure vulnerability. Ruben Somson posted to the Bitcoin Dev mailing list about a theoretical consensus failure that could occur now that checkpoints have been removed from Bitcoin. Core C Newsletter 346. In short, the Coinbase transactions of blocks 90, 1007, 120, 2 and 90, 1008, 112 are duplicated in blocks 90, 1008, 180 and 90, 1008, 142. BRP30 specifies that those second two blocks should be handled the way the historic version of Bitcoin Core handled them in 2010, which is by overwriting the earlier Coinbase entries in the AXO set with the later duplicates. However, Somson notes that a reorganization of either or both later blocks would result in the duplicate entry or entries being removed from the AXO set. This would leave it devoid also of the earlier entries due to the overwriting. But a newly started node that never saw the duplicate transactions would still have the earlier transactions. This would give it a different AXO set, which could result in a consensus failure if either transaction is ever spent. This wasn't an issue when Bitcoin Core had checkpoints, as they required all four blocks mentioned above to be part of the best blockchain. It's not really an issue now, except in a theoretical case where Bitcoin's proof-of-work security mechanism breaks. Several possible solutions were discussed, such as hardcoding additional special case logic for these two exceptions. Avoiding BRP3 two-path reuse, Kevin Loewick posted to Delving Bitcoin to discuss options for preventing the same BRP3 two wallet path from being used with different wallets. This could lead to a loss of privacy due to output linking and a theoretical loss of security, for example, due to quantum computing. He suggested three possible approaches. First, use a randomized path. Second, use a path based on the wallet birthday. Third, use a path based on an incrementing counter. He recommended the birthday-based approach. He also recommended dropping most of the BRP48 path elements, as they are unnecessary due to the increasingly widespread use of descriptor wallets, especially for multisig and complex script wallets. However, Salvatore Ingala replied to suggest keeping the coin type part of the BRP48 path. He explained that it helps ensure keys for use with different cryptocurrencies are kept segregated, which is enforced by some hardware signing devices. Bitcoin Core PR Review Club. In this monthly section, we summarize a recent Bitcoin Core PR Review Club meeting, highlighting some of the important questions and answers. Click on a question below to see a summary of the answer from the meeting. Add Bitcoin Wrapper Executable is a PR by Ryanovsky that introduces a new Bitcoin binary which can be used to discover and launch the various Bitcoin Core binaries. Bitcoin Core V20, 9 shipped with 7 binaries, e.g. Bitcoined, Bitcoinked and Bitcoin, CLI, but that number is set to increase in the future when multiprocess binaries are shipped as well. The new Bitcoin Wrapper maps commands e.g. GUI to the correct monolithic Bitcoin, Qt or multiprocess Bitcoin, GUI binary. In addition to discoverability, the wrapper also provides forward compatibility, so binaries can be reorganized without the user interface changing. With this PR, a user can launch Bitcoin Core with Bitcoin Daemon or Bitcoin GUI. Directly launching the Bitcoined or Bitcoinked binaries is still possible and is not affected by this pull request. From issue number 30,098, four packaging strategies were listed, which specific drawbacks of the side binaries approach does this pull request address. The side binaries approach, as assumed by this pull request, involves releasing the new multiprocess binaries alongside the existing monolithic binaries. With so many binaries, it can be confusing for users to find and figure out the binary they need for their purpose. This pull request takes a lot of the confusion away by providing a single entry point with an overview of options and a help string. One reviewer suggested the addition of fuzzy search to facilitate this even further. GetExe path does not use readlink/proc/self/exe on Linux, even though it would be more direct. What advantages does the current implementation have? What corner cases might it miss? There may be other non-Windows platforms that do not have the PROC file system. Other than that, neither the author nor guests could identify any drawbacks of using PROCs. First, in exec command, explain the purpose of the fallback OS search boolean. Under what circumstances is it better to avoid letting the operating system search for the binary on the path? If it looks like the wrapper executable was invoked by path, for example, /build/bin/bitcoin, rather than by search, for example, just bitcoin, it is assumed. The user is using a local build, and fallback OS search is set to false. This boolean is introduced to prevent unintentionally mixing binaries from different sources. For example, if the user didn't locally build GUI, then /build/bin/bitcoin GUI should not fall back to the system installed Bitcoin GUI. The author is considering removing the path search entirely, and user feedback would be helpful. Second, the wrapper searches $prefix/libsec only when it detects that it is running from an installed bin/directory. Why not always search libsec? The wrapper should be conservative about which paths it attempts to execute, and it should encourage standard prefix/bin/libsec layouts. It should not encourage packages to create non-standard layouts or function when binaries are arranged in unexpected ways. First, the pull request adds an exemption in securitycheck.py because the wrapper contains no fortified glib calls. Why does it not contain them? And would adding a trivial print to bitcoin.cpp break reproducible builds under the current rules? The wrapper binary is so simple, it does not contain any calls that can be fortified. If it does in the future, the exemption in securitycheck.py can be removed. Now let's move on to releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. First, LND0.190-bay.rc4 is a release candidate for this popular LN node. One of the major improvements that could probably use testing is the new RBF-based fee bumping for cooperative closes. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, also known as HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, also known as BIP, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binonas. First, Core Lightning Issue Number 8227 adds Rust-based LSBS, client and LSBS service plugins. These implement a communication protocol between LSB nodes and their clients, using a JSON, RPC format over Bolt 8 peer-to-peer messages, as specified in Blip 50, see newsletter number 335. This lays the foundation for implementing incoming liquidity requests as specified in Blip 50, 1, and GIT channels as specified in Blip 50, 2. Second, Core Lightning Issue Number 8162 updates the handling of peer-initiated pending channel opens. It now retains them indefinitely, up to a limit of the 100 most recent. Previously, unconfirmed channel opens were forgotten after 2016 blocks. In addition, closed channels are now held in memory to allow a node to respond to a peer's channel, re-establish message. Core Lightning 8166 enhances the wait RPC command by replacing its single details object with subsystem-specific objects, invoices, forwards, sendpays, and HDLCS. In addition, the listhooks RPC now supports pagination via new created index and updated index fields and the index start and end parameters. Core Lightning 8,237 adds a short channel ID parameter to the list peer channels RPC command to return only a specific channel if provided. LDK 3,700 adds a new failure reason field to the HDLC handling failed event to provide additional information about why the HDLC failed and whether the cause was local or downstream. The failed next destination field is renamed to failure type, and the unknown next hop variant is deprecated and replaced by the more general invalid forward. Rust Bitcoin 4,387 refactors BIP 32 error handling by replacing the single BIP 32 error with separate enums for derivation, child number slash path parsing, and extended key parsing. This PR also introduces a new derivation error, maximum depth exceeded variant for paths exceeding 256 levels. These API changes break the backwards compatibility. BIP 1008-135 updates BIP 40.8c newsletter 1.135 to reserve the script type value 3 for Taproot P2TR derivations in deterministic multisig wallets with the m/48 prefix in addition to the existing P2SHP2WSH1 and P2WSH2 script types. BIP 1008-100 merges BIP 50.4, which specifies the consensus cleanup soft fork proposal to fix a number of long-standing vulnerabilities in the Bitcoin protocol. See newsletter 348 for a detailed description of this BIP. Asterisk bolts number 12, 45 tightens bolt 11 by disallowing non-minimal length encodings in invoices. Specifically, the expiry field indicated by the letter X, the CLTV expiry delta for the last hop, indicated by the letter C, and feature bits, field 9, must be serialized in minimal length. Without leading zeros, readers should reject any invoice that contains leading zeros. This change was motivated by fuzz testing. The testing detected that when LDK reserializes non-minimal invoices to minimal format, stripping out the extra zeros, it causes the invoice's ECTS signature to fail validation. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on May 13th. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.